I love when people get thrown in jail for doing good things in history. Sup with the Sup Playful Banter podcast listeners, back with you for the COVID-19 third round of remote podcasting with the Playful Banter boys. I'm Robbie, and Kyle, as always, is joining us. Kyle, how you living?
I am living like a tattoo on the right shoulder blade.
Can you elaborate on the nature of this right shoulder blade?
Of a human.
Of a human. Okay, good, good. Does anybody tattoo animals? That has to be some kind of cruelty, right?
I think the answer to both of those questions is yes. I'm sure somebody does, I'm sure it's cruel.
Like, has somebody ever, like, taken a orange tabby cat and wanted it to look like a tiger and just tattooed stripes onto it? I mean, I get you can't tattoo hair.
I mean, you just color the tattoo hair.
But then it's not orange anymore. Somebody has gotten high on meth or something, shaved their cat, spray painted it orange, and then tattooed black stripes on it. And that person should be
I like
in jail.
How they used both spray paint and tattoo. They couldn't have just spray painted orange and black. They could spray paint orange and then tattoo the black.
Meth is a crazy drug from what I hear, Kyle, and so I can almost assure you that rationale thinking does not apply, and maybe they just didn't have black spray paint.
Fair enough, but they happen to have all of the necessary equipment.
But anyway, back to the shoulder blade. So you are imprinted. You have a message, you have a meaning to your presence, but you're kind of on the periphery. People can't see you right now, but they know that you're there and you're meaningful to them. You are higher quality than a tramp stamp. So you don't have necessarily negative connotations. I'm just going to assume that you're spelled correctly. But yeah, you're kind of behind the scenes, if you will. But you love showing off on the beach.
I'm behind the scenes, but I love showing off on the beach. That's
yeah,
me.
And you're only seen on the beach and Instagram. That's pretty much where you visually are. Otherwise, people just kind of know that you exist, but there's no usual visual proof unless you're kind of peeking out from somewhere. And by the way, peeking out is probably actually the most accurate part of that, because you guys can't see Kyle. Kyle, you need to take a selfie and post it on Instagram and Twitter, because Kyle has got the most pervert stash that I think I've seen since... You had a mustache once, like for one day on mm-hmm. December 1st, I think, after a no shave November when we first met.
Yep.
Or I guess like a year into when we first met, but, that was the only other time I've seen you. And when we started the Skype call that we're on, Kyle popped up onto my computer and I literally just said, "Oh my God."
Yeah, that you weren't the only person to have that reaction. I had a few video meetings today, and that was the same general sentiment.
So I'm guessing when you do post that selfie, what I want you to do is I want you to send it to me, and when I post the link to this podcast, I'm going to use that as our advertising material, and I'm guessing you all will have had a similar reaction of, "Oh my God."
The best part is I forget that I have the mustache, and then somebody reacts to it, and it takes me a second to realize what they're reacting to.
I mean, it is a legit stash. I mean, when you look at old school, like pictures of our parents and stuff, when they, you know, back in the 80s, when that stash was the norm, you're just like, oh my God, I can't believe people did that. And then here you are, yep, bringing it back.
I did a goatee for a week, and I'd never had a goatee before. And I figured quarantine is the best time to get all these out of my system, yep, before I get returned to normal society. And so I had the opportunity. I'm probably not going to ever have it again. And so I had to take it.
I mean, I do respect it. I really do. I do keep getting lobbied by my significant other. She's never seen my face, all of it. she's never seen me clean shaven, and she is lobbying really hard for me to shave. And I
do think you should go for it.
Basically, I can't do it because I can't handle being divorced right now.
You won't get divorced. I have a mustache on, and my marriage hasn't been canceled yet.
Well, see, but if I were to shave, I would want to do it in parts, kind of like you, I would want to do it where one day I've got the goatee kind of thing, kind of like you've been doing, like one day you had a goatee and do like mutton chops, and then you get rid of the mutton chops and you keep the goatee, and then you shave the chin part and leave the mustache, and then you go full clean shave, and then you grow it all back.
Do it.
I might.
I missed the mutton chops part. That would have been a good one to do.
Yeah. I don't know. I might do it.
You should. We'll see. Like I said, there's going to be no other time. There's going to be no better time for you to do it.
She's got a birthday coming up. One reason I don't want to do it.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, one reason I don't want to do it is I'm going to have to do a lot of video conferencing with my students. And a lot of that's, you know, recording myself teaching lessons to put on the, you know, online so that they can learn stuff. And I just know that if I do something crazy with my facial hair, it will end up on the internet in a lot of places.
Oh yeah. Pictures of my mustache were circulating around Slack today.
Well, and that's what I need to have happen. But teenagers are vicious, man. There's no getting those things back.
That's fair.
And you don't want to alarm parents. Be
like, hey, I swear I'm totally normal, responsible adult.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, I'm the one that you and your kids should trust. And I just got like the creepiest mustache in the history of the world. Been like, there's already a red flag. So anyway, Kyle, you know who else had a red flag in their past, but now raises a flag of honor? That's our woman of the week. Tell us about her. Master of the segue.
Now they raise a flag of honor.
You gotta make it work, Kyle. Not every setup's gonna be perfect, but you just gotta make it happen, Captain.
You're right. I didn't help you out there. Our woman of the week is Emmeline Pankhurst. No idea if I'm saying that right. She's dead, so she won't hear it anyway.
That's the spirit.
In 1903, she founded the Women's Social and Political Union to campaign for essentially women's right to vote in Britain. She was a charismatic leader and powerful orator, and she roused thousands of women to demand for their democratic rights in a mass movement that has been unparalleled in British history, according to this website that I'm looking at. She endured 13 imprisonments for her work, but she became famous and known throughout the world.
Awesome. I love, this is gonna sound weird, stay with me. I love when people get thrown in jail for doing good things in history. When you are back in old times and you are like an activist for other people to the point where you get thrown in jail, 13 times?
Yeah.
Gots to be doing something right. I mean, that's the man. I call that the Mandela.
Yeah, the Mandela, MLK.
Yep. Yep, exactly. So, good for her. I love... And that's a perfect woman of the week, Kyle, because she's advocating for women.
Yes.
Women's rights.
Women's, I love it. Yeah, there's a theme.
Big ups, big kudos. Respect. To our girl, Emmeline, who falls into, she Mandela'd. She was a Mandeller.
A Mandeller.
Mandelist. No, we're gonna. That's this whole podcast, people. Is we're just gonna find a way to
to make getting thrown in prison for a good cause a verb.
Kyle. So
yep.
Kind of a look behind the scenes for the people. We to plan this podcast, we kind of switch off sometimes. We share a note, and then we digitally will kind of plan just kind of the bare bones. And as you know, all if you've ever listened, you know that there's not an exceptional amount of planning that goes into this. But we try. We try.
There's more, we do more there's than been we used more to. Planning recently than there has been in the previous 4 years of this podcast.
Absolutely. So we're trending in the right direction. This week it was Kyle's turn because I was late. I was running behind schedule. And Kyle snuck something onto the plan that just says challenge of the week. So this is what happens when Kyle gets to call the shots. Apparently I am challenged to – are we both being challenged to do something or are you just challenging me specifically?
My thought was I would challenge you this week and then next week – we come back, you report how the challenge went, and then challenge me to something, and then we continue on.
I love it. And can the people join us in the challenges if they want to play along at home?
Oh, yeah. They can join in doing the challenges. They can join in suggesting challenges. I think it can be as interactive as they make it.
I love it. And by the way, Kyle, if we don't get an email to theplayfulbanterpodcast@gmail.com in the next week, I'm going to lose it. How hard do we have to beg for people to get an email? Guys, at this point, I'm not above pity. I need an email to read on the next podcast.
A nice pity email. I love it. Yep.
During quarantine, we're very regular. We are recording on Thursdays and we're posting Friday or Saturdays, so you have until Thursday. What day is that going to be? Like the 8th?
The 8th is one of my favorite days.
Guys, you know what the next Thursday is.
Probably the 9th.
Send us an email. And you know what? Even if it's after that, we'll read your email on the next one. Okay? Do it for us. We need it.
Yes.
Ask for advice. Tell us a funny story. Tell us a joke. Tell us a challenge. What should I do with my face?
Oh, tell there you me. Go.
I might do it.
Mm-hmm. Just
I might not, but I'll read it regardless.
It'll be emails are fun. We like to get them. You like to send them. It'll be a good time. Anyway, the challenge of the week. I'm trying to find a challenge that's like kind of going to be a challenge, but not, I don't want to be mean to you, especially as now you have to start working again.
I know, it's really depressing.
So my challenge for you this week is to not take your phone into the bathroom with you at any point this week.
That's mean. I can't. Okay, hold on. So that's when I do my correspondence. That's the only time people ever hear from me. That's when I do all my best tweeting. Okay, so just my phone, though.
I was going to say no screens. I can't bring an iPad or a computer in there.
Oh, my God. Kyle, but that's when I watch Netflix. Okay. This is going to be tough.
So there's no rules against books, but I do encourage you just sitting there and thinking with your head a little bit. Spend some time with yourself.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I think that my toilet time will be diminished like by a lot.
I'm curious.
One thing that I have been doing recently, because one of my goals during this time is actually, so I have an app called Duolingo, which is it's a really good app for learning language. And so I've been trying to pick up, you know, more of my Spanish and get some of my Spanish back. And that's what I've been doing with my toilet time. Which is actually a pretty productive
use of my time. That is a good use of toilet time.
But for 1 week, okay, so I'm recording this on Thursday. I will start tomorrow morning and just go Friday morning to Friday morning.
Sounds good.
And then, so for our podcast next week, I'll be within, you know, 12 hours of
a full
completing
week.
The mission.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so no iPad, no iPhone. I could take a book.
You could take a book or a magazine, but no electronics in there.
Okay. All right. Okay, fine. All right. But you better know that I'm gonna have to take away something very important from you next time. Because I value my toilet time technology much more than I should.
You do.
I recognize that. I realize that I am a flawed man, but but that's, well, and it, I mean, the iPad I get, okay? I don't need the iPad. But how in this day and age, people will walk into the bathroom, realize they don't have their phone, and will hold it long enough to go to wherever their phone is, get it so that they have their phone in the bathroom.
That is true. I think it'll be interesting. I think it will, like you said, change the amount of time that you spend in there. It'll change. I think it's good for everybody to have a little quiet time with themselves. And I think the bathroom is a great opportunity for that. And most people don't take advantage of it.
Okay. All right. I'm not happy.
I didn't think you would
say that. I'm not.
But it's not as bad as it could have been.
Yeah. Maybe I'll even blog about this. So people, I now have 3 blog ideas and no time to blog. But hopefully I'll get some of this content rolling.
You could write them down by hand in the bathroom.
And then retype them? That takes so much longer. It doesn't seem sanitary, to be honest. So I'm probably not going to do that.
You can just leave a little pad and pen in the bathroom with you. A bathroom notepad.
A bathroom notepad.
You'll come up with ideas.
Is that what the cave people did back before technology in the toilet?
I think that's what the first hieroglyphs were, actually on the walls of the bathroom area.
In the pooping area?
Yes.
That makes sense. Yeah. All right. Well, I will do that. I will make sure that I do it to the best of my ability. And I will be honest if I can't do it. But I can do it. I'm just not going to be happy about it.
Exactly.
I'm not worried about my ability to do it. I'm just going to be mad for the next week. I'm going to be cranky. But Kyle, let's run through some headlines here, because you know a lot of our normal headline stuff, you know, usually we'll talk about things from the entertainment industry. We'll talk about, you know, we don't typically talk about sports or politics or any of that stuff. But right now there's just all of the news is going towards coronavirus stuff. And so there's just not that much other news to go out. Everything else is on hold. There's no movies being released. There's, you know, no music. I mean, music is kind of being released, but
although that
no concerts or anything.
That Pixar movie's coming out on Friday, right?
Well, is it?
I think I read that it's coming out on Disney Plus or something.
Well, and so that's what some of them are doing, is they're just allowing it to go straight to on demand or something, which, you know, big ups to them, especially those giant movie corporations that can afford it. Most movies, it sounds like they're just like pushing it off until, you know, the summer or later. Mm-hmm. But good for Pixar if you can swing that. But we do have some fun, crazy people are always crazy, but the amount of crazy going on right now seems to be on an uptick. And this is people even outside of the world of Tiger King, which teaser we will be talking about because Kyle has finally watched it. I've watched it. Carol definitely killed her husband. We're going to talk about it. We're not talking about it right now, but we will talk about it. Don't worry. Okay. But I'm going to go through a segment that we call What I Want to Know Is.
Boo-doo-ba-doo. Oh, there you go. Got a little jingle in there.
Thank you. Yep, thank you. So all of these headlines come from AP Oddities. You can follow them at AP_Oddities on Twitter. And these are just kind of the... So you just know that AP pays some like 20-year-old intern to sit there with a police scanner, you know, from like all over the place and just post the weirdest news stories from around the country and world. And here are some of the headlines. New Hampshire police say a man was accused of grabbing a 2.5-foot-long sword and chasing after another man who asked him to turn down his music. So, Kyle, your role in this game is to respond with what I want to know is, and then finish the sentence.
What I want to know is, did he catch the guy?
The man got away and there were no injuries. I could answer that one.
Ooh.
And by the way, I don't click on any of the links. I don't care to do any of the research. We're just making guesses. If you actually care about what the answer is, and remember, we have a strict no fact-checking policy on the Playful Banter podcast. But if you really care enough, go do your own research. We don't get paid to do this yet.
So he must have had the sword in his home already, just ready to go.
What I want to know is, what song was he playing that could have perturbed? Like, if it was a better song, would we have
avoided a sword chase? Not
have been upset? Yeah. Like, what if, like, you know, I wonder if there was any negotiating, be like, hey, if you don't turn that music down, I'm going to chase you with a sword. And then, no, never mind. The person that was playing the loud music is also the person with the sword. Yes. The only thing the other person ever did was try to
ask them to turn it down.
So I wonder if there was an in-between step where somebody's like, I'm not turning it down, but if there's a song you want to hear.
So you think there was some negotiating before the sword chase? You don't think it was just turn it down and then sword chase?
I don't know. Maybe it did escalate that quickly. People's patience is running thin, but I like to imagine that maybe there was an opportunity for peace and it just didn't come to fruition. Sad detour, but near and dear to Kyle and I and our friend group. Did you see that the lead singer from the band that sings Stacy's Mom died?
Oh, no, I did not see that.
So now it's literally just up to us to carry on that legacy.
I think that's what that means.
That's a task that we are ready for. All right, Kyle, next one. In the age of confinement, Alicia Nochomovitz, great last name, Nochomovitz, figured out a way to run a marathon anyway, back and forth on his balcony. He ran 26.2 miles straight, never leaving his 23-foot balcony.
23 feet at a time.
Yep.
That's impressive.
For 26 miles.
What I want to know is, what part of his body got super hurt from all the turning around?
Super hurt?
Yeah, like you train for a marathon and your body's used to just going one direction the whole time. Minor turns. That's true. But if you're doing a bunch of like that many turns for 26 miles, there's got to be parts that have not trained for that.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that. But yeah, there is a lot of change of direction, you know. I mean, you must have had to turn around thousands and thousands of times.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot more hip action, I'm guessing. I wonder what his time was compared to like what his time is running an actual marathon.
That's a good point too.
What I want to know is, can we make balcony sports take off? Can we just find a way to have an entire set of sports that people can do? We have to standardize things somehow, but is there a way that we can have an entire set of sports that takes place exclusively on people's balconies?
That would be fun.
I don't know what those would be. I mean, running back and forth is the most simple one, I guess. Maybe there's some game where you can just put like almost a pong type of thing where you just have cups set up on one railing and you lean against the other one and you see who can throw the most balls into it or something.
Did you see that video of like the two guys that were leaning out of like their windows of a high rise and hitting a tennis ball back and forth?
I did not.
Eventually the ball fell down to the street, but they got a good little volley going.
I wonder how many tennis balls they lost before they got good enough to record it.
Yeah.
Good call for them. All right. The next one is called Baby Got Rollback. Customers cheer at a Walmart in Missouri after a woman gave birth to a baby girl in the store's toilet paper aisle. We cannot avoid toilet paper right now, Kyle.
It seems to be dominating the headlines.
Yeah. I mean, everything's got toilet paper in it.
at the beginning of 2020, I would not have bet of toilet paper being the star of the year.
We're well on our way. Absolutely. Kyle, what do you want to know?
Did the toilet paper come in handy at any point in the process?
I would kind of imagine, probably so. What I want to know, it's the toilet paper aisle, but was there actually toilet paper in it?
That's, yeah, maybe they were going there hoping that it would come in handy in the process, and then we're out of luck.
Yep, and then you're just like, nope. Maybe they were going there because it was empty, and there was extra space. I don't know. There's a lot of questions there. I also want to know, do they now get a discount on Walmart toilet paper? I feel like that's a PR thing. Like, Walmart should now let that woman and that baby have, like, bottomless toilet paper. Well, like, I don't know if you can call toilet paper
a baby born in the U.S. gets American citizenship, and a baby born in Walmart gets discounts.
That's what I'm saying. And then everybody would start flocking to Walmart, which I can't really imagine a worse place to want to have a birth. But I bet you more births. I bet more births. Let me say this: public births happen in Walmart than any other department store in America.
If I were betting, I would probably bet on Walmart there.
Or public location, even. You know, like maybe McDonald's or something. But there's just so many Walmarts and, you know, they got a lot of stuff. I mean, you could make yourself pretty comfortable. You could build a pretty good fort in a Walmart.
It's true.
You can have some privacy. All right, next one. A New Mexico man faces charges after he told police unknowingly he stole two televisions while drunk.
He unknowingly stole two televisions while drunk.
Yes.
I want to know why he told on himself.
That's what I was going to want to know too. It's like,
you just,
I guess,
return the televisions. If you feel bad about it, return the televisions, say you're sorry, and then you don't tell police you did it.
Well, I wonder if, yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they got
angry. And again, I'm not doing the research. You can't make me. But yeah, I want to know, was there like a warrant out? Like, did he notice that, you know, he sobered up, saw two TV boxes in his, you know, living room or something, and then noticed that there were news stories that police were looking for a man that stole two TVs and was like, oh, that was me. I better let him know. Because I'm guessing if you go and return the TVs, you're going to get arrested.
Yeah, maybe he just felt so bad that he just really wanted to punish himself for his drinking and stealing.
This is why you don't drink, kids, because you end up with TVs that you shouldn't. That's probably not the message for that one. That's not the best way to deter people from drinking, no. I guess.
You could get two free TVs.
But you end up on a podcast like this one, and don't be that person. Well, that's not what I want to say either. Never mind, we're moving on. Okay, so our next headline comes to us from the state of Florida, which, after you hear this, will surprise nobody. They are on a cow hunt. You heard me right. They are looking for a cow, and so they kind of almost created a wanted ad that they put in a paper to try and find this cow that they've been looking for weeks. And it reads, wanted, female cow, brown with a white head, faster than it looks, talented fence jumper, enjoys pools. So clearly they have some intel on this cow.
I want to know how fast it looks like it is.
I mean, have you ever looked at a cow and thought, wow, that looks quick?
No.
Looks like that thing could really move.
But I have always been aware of the fact that a cow could probably move swiftly if necessary.
I don't know that I have ever thought that even when necessary, a cow could move swiftly.
You never been like afraid of a charging cow?
Not really, because cow tipping is a thing. And I imagine that if that was ever a real risk, it wouldn't be so easy to just tip them over. I think that the only thing they can really do is kick you, right?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't.
I mean, clearly, they must be a little quicker than we thought, because this one is faster than it looks. But just from like aesthetics, no, I would not say that. I think any movement that a cow makes would make it faster than it looks.
Okay, fair enough.
It just honestly doesn't look like it moves all that much. They're kind of like big rocks. Smelly, smelly rocks. A New Mexico woman, we're back to New Mexico, faces charges after police say she stole a car and later tried to claim she was pop singer Beyonce Knowles.
I want to know why she thought she could get away with that. What you should do if you're going to give a fake name is clearly not give a name of somebody that everybody already knows.
Right, yeah, that wasn't going to fool anyone. I mean, the odds that she was going to give that story to someone who didn't know who Beyonce was. And also, did they think that that would give them an excuse to steal a car? Like, what I want to know is if Beyonce stole a car, would we care? Like, would we actually get her in trouble?
I bet she's at the level where she could get away with stealing a car.
I think so, too. I think that she's probably at the level where if she just asked for my car, I'd probably give it to her. She doesn't even have to steal it. Just be like, absolutely, Beyonce, whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true, too.
She's the queen. All right, last one. A man is sentenced to 30 days in jail for posting a video of himself removing an ice cream container from a Texas market, licking the contents, and returning the container to the freezer.
What I want to know is this guy have no respect for ice cream? This one actually makes me angry. All the other ones are just dumb. This one makes me angry. It's just a waste of perfectly good ice cream.
Keep going. Dig into your feelings.
To do that, I would need to eat the ice cream that he licked all over the place.
Kyle, what would you say to this man if you had 9 words to say to this man, what would you say?
I may resort to physical violence. I'm not even sure I'd use the words.
Just 9 cold slaps to the face.
I was thinking a swift knee to the nutsack.
Wow. And you're not a violent person. This is...
No.
And this really says something about Kyle. He's literally lounging, sitting back, and this is the angriest I've seen him. This is the most fired up I've ever seen Kyle talk or look about anything, and he looks perfectly relaxed. But those are strong words. I want to know if we could just skip jail and send him straight to hell.
Yes. Good call.
But it also kind of, it does make me mad, too. Not that this man doesn't deserve punishment. Or even jail, because especially at a time of corona, come on, you can't do this. But this man is sentenced to 30 days in jail, and you know that there's big, powerful people who have done way, way worse than this man and will not serve a day in jail.
That is true.
Go to jail. Put him in jail. And then he goes to hell. Put him in jail. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about our favorite things about quarantine, because we are people that look on the bright side, and we also are going to visit a wonderful place called Kyle's Question Corner.
We are back.
And where are we right now, Kyle?
I am in my podcast studio. You're in your podcast studio. But mentally, we're on our way to Kyle's Question Corner.
That's what I wanted you to say from the beginning.
I know.
I wanted you to just say, Robbie, we're in Kyle's Question Corner.
See, that's the thing. I couldn't rob you of your chance to do the old jingle.
Thank you. I do appreciate it, even though you did botch the whole thing.
Question number one. If you had to switch lives with anybody for a month, who would you choose?
Well, right now, I would definitely switch lives with somebody who had a big giant house with a lot of stuff to do.
Let's say we're not in coronavirus times.
Yeah. Well, I guess I kind of, to answer that question, I limit my answer, and not necessarily this is how you should do it, but you know the question that I think we've asked in this corner before, which is like, who do you, you know, who's your dream three people to have at a dinner party or whatever? Mm-hmm. I might say right now, especially because I'm loving the things that he's doing on the social medias, I think it would be really cool to be Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah.
Just to feel what it's like to be that talented.
That's fair.
Like, I just want, I would love to, just for, how long did you say? A month?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, what could I accomplish in a month with that kind of mind? Like, how does that mind work? It must just be constantly, I mean, he's a genius. Stop. I mean, like, he's constantly putting, you know, things together. Like, just he's seeing connections. And I don't, does he think in song? Like what happens up in there? And he's funny and he's witty. And just like, I don't know. I would love charming to just think like Lin-Manuel for a month.
Yeah, that's a fair one. See, I'm on questions like this, I'm torn between if I should pick somebody like that who's like ultra talented and has a super fun life, or just like some random person in like China or North Korea, like some place where I would never get to know what their life is like. Like, I just
want
to know.
So
like,
you want to raise your cultural competency. You want to go somewhere you would never have a chance to go.
Yeah, just like for what's it like to live to be a normal North Korean citizen for 30 days?
That is a less flashy answer, which is pretty on par with you.
I think it's interesting though. What is your favorite TV show opening theme song?
Oh, opening theme song. I don't know. I will say I kind of like the theme songs that were clearly written for that TV show. Mm-hmm. Like, I give more credit to those. Like, the Friends one is really great. Like, that was the first one that popped into my head. But mm-hmm. that, to my knowledge, that was just a full song that they took a clip from. And, like, they obviously had permission to do it. But I don't think that song was written for Friends because they only use a part of it. I mm-hmm. could be wrong.
I think you're right.
But I like... And it's probably just because I'm rewatching it right now, but I really like the Psych theme song because it was written specifically for that show. And, you know, it's really, you know, kind of upbeat and fun and kind of explains what the show is. I think that my answer might change, though, if I had more knowledge of some of the older TV shows, because I'm pretty sure they all had their own jingles.
That was what brought this question up for me, was like, watching shows now, they don't seem to have, like, it's not like a TV show opening theme song is not like a big thing anymore. But then, like, watching shows that we used to watch on Netflix, now that we have time, like, they all had some sort of theme song. I feel like we're missing out on the theme song.
Yeah, like Facts of Life. I know I've heard people sing that one before. It's the Facts of Life.
Yeah.
There's also one of them, like Different Strokes, I think, had one. Three's Company had one.
Different
strokes through
the world.
Yeah. Moving on up to the east side to big old mansion in the sky. I can't remember. I think that's a theme song from a show because that's kind of explaining what the show is about, but I couldn't even tell you what that
sounds
show is.
Like it. Yeah. The one I always go to is Fresh Prince.
Oh, that's you know what? That one, because that kind of does the same thing. It explains the premise of the show. And so, yeah. Changing my answer. That's a better one.
What is your favorite phone app right now that's not social media?
That's not social media. I will say I have had an addiction to Matchington Mansion. It's a game. Well, I mentioned Duolingo already, but I don't spend as much time on that as I should probably, and I spend too much time on Matchington Mansion. Which, for those of you that don't know, this tells you a lot about me that I probably don't want people to know. So it's just like Candy Crush, where there's levels where, you know, you match, you know, candy or whatever, shapes. It's not candy in this game, it's shapes. But if you beat levels, then you earn, like, credit, and you use the credits to renovate a mansion. So basically, I'm also interior decorating through this app. and landscaping, and, you know, like I'll pick flowers and furniture and flooring and all that stuff. And I'm ashamed to say what level I'm on, but it is
up there
in the thousands. Ooh. And I've been at it for a long time. This is the most committed I've ever been to a game app.
I was going to say, you have a lot of, you're always on some sort of phone game app. You've got a different game going all the time. Where do you find all these games?
I am the perfect example of the sucker who is playing a game, and then there's ads in the game, and then I click on those ads, and I play that game for a while, and then I just kind of continue to go down the rabbit hole. Facebook has also figured out that I am susceptible to this, and so the ads on Facebook now advertise, you know, they spy on me, and now they advertise these stupid app games too. But I will say I am more committed consistently to Matchington Mansion than I have ever been to any other game. I am apparently ready to settle down. What's yours?
I just downloaded Libby, which is like the library app.
Is that the audio? Yeah.
And I'm stoked about it. I get free books, free ebooks and free audiobooks through my library card, which I just signed up for online. And it's awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited
Is that the one where publishers and authors are really pissed because now people can get free access to their books that they didn't think they could before?
Probably. I don't know. I'm getting free access and I'm enjoying it.
I'm kind of there too. It's like, we're in a quarantine. I get that it's not fair, but it's what I need.
I'm listening right to Ready Player One on audiobook because I've been meaning to read that for a long time and haven't done it. And I got a free audiobook, so I'm doing it.
Oh, Kyle, I have that book. I can give it to you.
No, you can't. It's in quarantine.
I can throw it onto your porch.
I got
it. Kyle, I need to drive. I need to leave the house. Like, my significant other, my muse, and I both went to our respective schools yesterday to pick up stuff since we now need to do like online, you know, teaching and stuff. And as we were getting in the car to leave, I was realizing it was the first time that we're getting in the car in like well over a week, and I was legitimately excited to like drive the car.
Yeah, I haven't been in a car since I drove to pick up your car to get the bed.
Yep.
So yeah,
we haven't gone to the grocery store in over 2 weeks now. And honestly, we could probably make it another week if we had to.
Oh, for sure.
Easy.
Yeah, the only reason Danny does a grocery order every week just so we get new produce in the house. But you guys get your produce delivered, so.
Right. Well, and I need like greens and stuff. I've been out of, I like to make smoothies in the morning and put, you know, spinach and stuff at the bottom of it. I haven't had any of that I ran out of that in like the first 5 days, and now I've been screwed for the last like 10 or 15. And I'm just like, this sucks. But, you know, I will learn from my lesson.
Yeah.
Are there any more questions in the corner?
We can do one more. It's not a fully fledged question, but I was trying to come up with questions.
Well, this isn't a fully fledged podcast, so.
What is something that you haven't started yet that one thing for 1 year from now you would regret not starting today?
I'm confused. Okay, let me talk through that question to see if I interpret it correctly.
Go for it.
So I haven't started it yet, but I want to start it. And a year from now, if I haven't started it, I'm going to be mad at myself.
Not that if you haven't started it any time in that year, like what 1 year from now would you be mad at yourself for not starting today?
Today. Well, the first thing that pops into my head is a diet.
Yeah, there you go.
Because every year I get mad at myself from a year previously for not having, because like, and I'm sure I'm not alone in this, but you know, I think back and I'm just like, God, I could be so hot right now if I'd just been dieting and working out for the last year. Why am I still hideous? I hate myself, former me. What is wrong with you? But does that ever actually get me to start working out and dieting? No. No. I just, every once in a while, I get mad at myself from 3 months ago for having not started. So that's the easy answer right there, I guess.
There you go. Mine is always journaling. I always feel like I want to journal, and then I do it for like a week, and then I stop, and then like a year later, I'm like, man, I wish I would have journaled that year.
I know. Well, and one thing that I'm trying to do now, and I think you might actually do this. You might have been the one who gave me the idea, even if you didn't know that you did. On Spotify now, I think it'd be really cool to like year by year have songs that you were like really vibing to at that mm-hmm. time, and you just put it into a playlist of that year. Like, it'd be really cool right now if I could just go back to like a playlist I made in 2014 and just kind of re-listen to all of the songs that have been like out of circulation for mm-hmm. 5 or 6 years and been like, wow, I had horrible taste in music back then, or oh yeah, I forgot this song, and it's super cool. I think that might have happened because a playlist popped up that I created. It wasn't even that long ago. It was like 2 years ago. But I was like, oh yeah, this song. Because, you know, some of those songs that are really popular for a short amount yep. of time go out of style real quick, but you forget that they're really good.
Yeah, I just heard the song Airplanes by B.O.B. and Hayley Williams the other day. And like that song was everywhere for like 4 or 5 months. And then I haven't heard it at all in years.
I know, well, because if things get overplayed on the radio, you get really mad at those songs, even though there's nothing, like, you start to actually hate that artist, mm-hmm. even though it's not their fault at all. All they did was make a good song. Yeah. But even not that long ago, like, that song for me was the Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper.
Mm. I'm in the deep end, watch as I dive in.
Yeah, so I loved that song, and then I hated that song because it was all I ever heard ever. Mm-hmm. And then it came back on the radio when I was driving back from the grocery store a couple weeks ago, and I was like, this is a jam yeah. again. Yes, I'm pumped to be singing. Like Adele, when Adele was huge and her songs were all over the radio,
mm-hmm.
like that. Like, I loved her, and then I got all mad. And then now, whenever I miss Adele so much now, whenever one of her songs comes on the radio, I'm like, yes, Adele! Back. Yep, she's back. What's your answer? Oh, yeah, journaling.
Yep.
I like it. Yeah, journaling is like one of those novel ideas. And you're like, yeah, I wish I was cool. Like, because I just imagine journal people are cool. Like, you have enough thoughts that you want to put down. Right. Even though it's not the intention of a journal. But it'd be cool to say that you journal.
Mm-hmm.
And I only journal when I need to like vent.
Yeah.
But I don't care to tell anybody, like have a person to vent to. I used to do digital journaling. I tried to journal in a notebook once when I was going through a hard time. And my hand cramped up and I couldn't read what I was writing. And my thoughts were going faster than my brain was working. And I'm just like, forget this. I'm going to type it.
See, that's my problem is when I type it, I keep up with it a lot better and I do it a lot more. But it's just not as cool. Like, I want to have books that I write in. And you put it up on the shelf at the end of the year and you're like, that's my journal for the year.
Yeah, because then, like, you know, 70 years from now when your children are looking through your belongings after you mm-hmm. croak, you know, they find your really cool journal from 2020 and you're like, oh, my God, it's like a time capsule.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to open a file of a bunch of Word docs or Google docs exactly. and read through your crap. Like, that's not nearly as cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe that will be the, you know, novel version of what book journals are now by then. They're like, oh my God, he actually typed these things on a computer. We not even a hologram.
That's true.
Who knows? Who knows? All right. Are we out of the corner?
We're out of the corner.
The next thing we want to do, we fully understand that these are not fun times that we are in. These are difficult times that we are in, but we want to look on the bright side of things. And this is a good opportunity to shout out, actually. Kyle, did you watch the new John Krasinski, Some Good News? He started this little like fake news. Not like actual fake news, but, you know, like fake.
A make-believe news station.
He's just sharing the good news that's going on in a world that's otherwise going through a tough time right now. And I loved it. I love it. We got to see him and Steve Carell talk about The Office a little bit on the first one. So everybody should go find this if you haven't found it already. But he found videos from the internet of people doing really cool, fun, nice, kind things. And so Kyle and I kind of want to, you know, carry on the spirit of the Some Good News. And we're going to get listy with it. Kyle, do the Getting Listy With It song.
Do we have a Getting Listy With It song? And it's not getting jiggy with it with lists.
Yes, it is. Kyle, you don't get to change it now. It's what the people want.
It's what you want.
Getting listy with it. Fine, I'll do it. Okay. So we're going to get listy with it with our top five things that are happening during quarantine. Kyle, hit me with your first one. We'll alternate.
My first one is now I can eat sunflower seeds while at work.
Sometimes it's the simple things.
It's been a great time.
Yeah. This is not on my list, but my version of that is sweatpants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like I just, I had an 8:15 conference call and I rolled out of bed at 8:05. I put on sweatpants and I went downstairs and I was early. And that was wonderful. But yeah, sunflower seeds at work. Would you get in trouble for having sunflower seeds at work if you were like spitting them into a cup?
I just feel like it's like kind of a gross thing to do at work. Like I wouldn't want to be the guy that's spitting sunflower seeds at work. But when I'm in the privacy of my own home, sending off emails and spitting my sunflower seeds is wonderful.
I'll say your current aesthetic would be the kind of person I would imagine that spits at work. Just saying, with the stash. And again, when you guys see the picture of Kyle, you'll agree. Like the stash looks like a spitter. It'll be interesting on this list to see if we actually have any of the same things. My number one thing that I love that's going on right now is since zoos and aquariums are shut down from people, there are a lot of videos of people taking animals around the zoos to visit other animals at zoos and aquariums. Mm. And I am here for it. Like I know the Oregon Zoo took their baby elephant around to meet the other animals and it like played with the sea lions and or whatever it was. And, you know, there's an aquarium somewhere that let the penguins walk around.
I saw that one.
Take a look in the other tanks and stuff. And it's adorable. It's the content that I need right now.
Yeah, that's a good one. My second one is I'm enjoying the creative social gatherings. Like, I like the fact that we're all in this together and we're all trying to get creative of ways that we still need to connect. So, like, we had our weird little picnic where you were on one side of the lawn and we were on the other side of the lawn. We have our Saturday night little Jackbox game where we figured out how to use technology to play Jackbox. I'm enjoying it.
I like it. Yep.
We do work happy hours every week.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A lot. And I feel like I am seeing more people regularly now than, you know, like before, you know, a smaller subgroup of people might get together for like a double date or something or, you know, but, you know, like virtual game nights, you know, or can just be super inclusive and you know just every
and
week
you know they're not busy more so
exactly I know nobody's turning down an invite for stuff like that. I will say just kind of in general the internet has been extremely positive in a lot of places. I think people are looking out for each other and there's a lot of people that are, you know, kind of helping bring out the bright side of these things and a lot of funny, you know, memes and stuff that are just making life a little bit more bearable right now. I will say the internet is kind of at its best and its worst right now. Like there's a lot of crap going on the internet too. But the good side of the internet, which I try to focus on as much as possible, is really like this is what the internet is all about. Like,
yes.
A lot of creativity. A lot of funny videos, a lot of memes, a lot of things that, you know, are making you smile right now that in a time that we need to smile. And I'll say that I'm trying to participate in that too. I have a lot more time right now to be on our Twitter, on our @2gnomes1pig, shameless plug. Our Twitter is more active right now than it ever has been because I've given up my personal account and I'm only looking at the world through our Twitter account. And so things are happening on our Twitter, people. And so I'm finding, you know, the funniest things that I can, and I'm putting them up on our Twitter.
I should probably do that with Instagram.
You really should.
That would mean I need to download Instagram on my phone again, but I could do that.
Do it.
My turn. I'm enjoying spending more time with my pets. The dog is loving it that I'm home, which I knew was going to happen. The dog was going to be excited. What I didn't expect is that the cat is super stoked that I'm home, and the cat's hanging out with me all the time now. So now it's just like me, the dog, and the cat all hanging out in the podcast studio. It's a good time.
And this is the golden age for pets. Like, that would be their number one answer, is that their humans are around all the time. And I'm already very worried about our world's... I am worried about our pets when we all go back to work. They are going to be so depressed. Like, they are going to get so used to and so happy. And I will you know, there are some pets that probably hate this. Like, there are some grumpy cats and stuff where it's like, okay, are you actually happy that I'm here right now? But all in all, pets are loving this. It's true. Yeah, having more time with your pets is always fun, especially if your pet likes you. Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
I love that Tiger King happened during the quarantine. This is exactly because people can sit there and binge it, and like, I have to imagine that a very large portion of video conference calls and stuff that are going on, people are talking about Tiger King everywhere.
Yep.
And I think it's because so many people have time to watch something like Tiger King and so much time to talk about Tiger King.
It
couldn't have come at a better
perfect time. Content for everybody being home at the same time.
Yep. And I am not going to spoil all that much. One, because if you haven't watched it, you should watch it. Not because I think that it's good, but because I think it's necessary information from a sociological perspective to know that there are people out there. Like, if you wrote a book or a movie that followed the storylines in this documentary that is real life, you would be laughed out of a room, because there's no way that any of this would actually ever be believable, except it is. And yeah. I am going to be posting all of my thoughts on Tiger King in a blog shortly. Ooh, I just need to find enough time. I need to find enough time to get all of my thoughts out. That's going to be my version of a journal. It's just going to be, here's what I think about Tiger King.
Vent.
Kyle, the only question I'll ask you, because you've finished it.
Yes.
Did Carol kill her husband and feed him to a tiger?
It sure seems like she did. I'm always, anytime you watch any documentary, I'm always skeptical to come to a conclusion after watching one documentary, because there's always going to be, you see not every side of the story, but it seemed, from what I've seen, seems like she did.
I think the craziest part about Tiger King is that when there is a man who spends every single interview, like the whole time, sitting in a chair shirtless with just dozens of tattoos all over his body, hardly any teeth, and talking about how he lived in a cult, how he was in a gay polygamous marriage, how he lived with tigers, and that is one of the most rational people on the show. That's what you need to know about Tiger King.
Did you see and the TMZ
the people
report?
That are on? No.
He got dentures. He's like, he's got a like fully normal face now.
So that's what people, so it came up in a video call earlier today, and somebody was like, I knew he was hot. And I'm like, who are you talking about? Cause like, you can't not look at this dude's teeth.
No.
So he's like a total meth addict, like, you know, drug dude. And so you can't not look at his teeth when he talks. It's super distracting, but yeah, with dentures, he must look like a whole different human, and a shirt for that matter.
Yep.
But yeah, you've got people on there whose limbs have been bitten off by tigers, and you've got swingers, and you've got, you know, criminal activity and attempted murder and hitmen and just all the, and everybody's like high all the time. And
nobody's innocent. It's in this Tiger King.
It's an incredible, for people like you and me, especially, you know, people of privilege, but also people, you know, that you know, have normal, boring jobs and stuff like that. It's really amazing to watch how other people live their lives. Like, those are real stories of how people actually live, and you're just like, oh my God, I can't believe that these people exist, but they absolutely do.
Yeah, most definitely.
All right, so Tiger King, that was mine.
All right. I'm enjoying that with everybody working from home, I'm learning so many new things about my coworkers and seeing a whole different side. I'm seeing their families, I'm seeing their pets, I'm seeing their homes. It's a good time.
That's nice. I like that. That's a good one. I am loving on the respect that our nurses and healthcare workers are getting. Mm. I'm loving the respect that our like grocery store workers and the people that stock the shelves are getting right now. Like, all of these people who kind of get overlooked in life for all of the work that they do and how necessary that they are, you know, because they're not always in the spotlight. And oftentimes these are people who, you know, before, people were like, no, they should not make $15 an hour. Like, they don't do that much. And now we're all like, oh my God, what is life without you? You absolutely should make $15. You should make $100. Like, you should make $1 million.
Yes.
I'm loving that. Like, I'm loving all of this, you know, at 7 p.m. in some places, you're going outside to clap and cheer and bang pots for nurses and doctors and healthcare workers and stuff. I'm just loving that some people who are oftentimes underappreciated are being recognized for how important they are. Mm-hmm. And I'm loving that society is rallying around those people.
Most definitely. My last one is I am trying to enjoy the forced slowdown that we're having as an introverted person with a oftentimes busy social life. Sometimes I get overwhelmed in that direction. And so I'm enjoying just slowing down a little bit for a while.
Yep. That's a good one. Yeah. I can see how that would be nice. You know, as an extrovert, this is kind of driving me crazy.
Yes.
There's definitely two sides to the coin. And also, like, I will say, you know, extroverts are happy to, you know, have some time to, like, sometimes it gives us more time to focus on things that are important too. You know, sometimes we bounce around and we're so go, go, go and trying to hang out with so many people, it can diminish what, you know, our quality of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And so it's nice for us too, I think, to take a minute, you know, and, you know, like you said, we're still finding ways to webcast and talk with people and stuff like that. So we have ways of getting our fixes, but yes, extroverts are riding the struggle bus right now, I think. My last one is quite simply more playful banter.
It's true.
We have not been able to regularly record podcasts every week since like the first year that we've done this. And we are like on schedule, baby, like clockwork. We got nowhere to be. So Thursdays is happening.
We got the technology figured out. We're rolling.
Yep. When we actually go back to real recording together, maybe we won't. I don't know. Now we have to. I miss you.
Yeah.
And you know, the people are missing the Cyrus song. I know that they are, but I can't do the Cyrus song without being in the same room as you. I refuse.
Okay. Fair enough.
So there's a teaser for after this ends. It's gonna be exciting to pull the mics out again.
Yeah.
So that's it for getting listy with it.
Yep.
We're gonna take one quick break, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna wrap this sucker up. And we're back.
Ooh, that was melodic. I liked it.
Thank you. Thank you.
We've got switching the playful banter, tweet of the week, back-to-back weeks, brought to you by Jaden Smith. I think he got a little bit jealous that he was missing out for a while, and so he's trying to come in with some bangers here. And on the last day of March,
he's got time.
At 3:06 p.m., he says, "I am the sunset. Circa 2017.
The sunset circa 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he's getting closer to his original form here.
That's what I'm saying. I think he got jealous.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, and it honestly, wasn't it about 2017 when he was at his peak tweeting?
Yeah, I feel like it was a little earlier, like 2015, 16.
Yeah, that was when he was really kind of off the wall there, mm-hmm. and then he's disappeared. But he is the sun, like a 2017 sunset. I don't even know where to start with that. I mean, that's the kind of thing that you say when we start the podcast.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Quavo. Quavo's turning 29 today. And happy birthday to the late, great Marvin Gaye.
Is his birthday today? I've noticed people have been posting more videos of Marvin Gaye over the last couple of days. Now it makes more sense. Marvin Gaye. So I will try to find the video to post since I'm referencing it. But one of the coolest videos, and I didn't even know this is necessarily how music videos were, but there's a video of him singing Heard It Through the Grapevine, but you can't hear any of the background music. It's just him singing it. And you can totally tell just how talented that dude was. Like, it is, he's crazy good. He's got no background singers. He's got no music behind him. He's just standing there recording the music video without any of the other stuff. And he's just standing there delivering. And it is, it's like haunting hearing him, just his isolated vocals. And it's crazy.
That's cool.
You got to look it up. All right. So make sure that you tune in next week to figure out how my technology-less toilet time goes this week. And like I said, if we don't get an email to theplayfulbanterpodcast@gmail.com, I am going to make Kyle's challenge way worse.
Whoa, no, now that's, you don't give people incentive to not email us.
I guess that's true. Okay, it won't affect Kyle's challenge, but I will be angry.
Yes.
Okay, there's so many opportunities for you to put whatever you want in there, even if it's to tell us, hey, you guys are doing a great job and I'm happy to be listening to you. Or, you know, there's basically three people in this world that give just perfectly sound advice no matter what your situation is. One of them is the Dalai Lama.
Mm-hmm.
The other two are Kyle and myself.
Yes.
So, and we are much more accessible than the Lama, okay? So you gotta make it happen. We will come back to you next week. Hit us on the Facebook, Twitters, all that stuff.
Screw you, Frankie Muniz.
We will see you soon. Bye-bye. Never fear the bacon. Oh my gosh, I almost forgot. Never fear the bacon. Oh, my bad.